Together for 44 years and married in the eyes of the state of New York, Edie Windsor says she found it offensive the federal government wouldn't recognize her marriage to Thea Spire.
I found so offensive that they treated her as if she was a stranger in my life.
And when Spire died in 2009, Windsor got hit with a $363,000 federal estate tax, something that would be zero for a same-sex marriage. She went to court, and the Federal Appeals Court in Manhattan ruled the Defense of Marriage Act discriminates and is therefore unconstitutional.
It's a very good day.
But it's not over. The challenge to the Defense of Marriage Act looks headed for the U.S. Supreme Court. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Lower Manhattan.